Right now I'm standing in Boston's newest neighborhood that plays host to traffic jams. I'm on Seaport Boulevard in the heart of South Boston's Innovation District. The boom in this neighborhood is evident in the air when you look at all the new towers and the construction cranes building even more. I count 9 from where I'm standing. You can see it on the ground as well, as cars, taxis, trucks, and buses are frequently stacked up at traffic signals waiting for the green to go. This morning, as we continue our week-long series called Driving Us Crazy, we look at how this congestion affects and threatens the future economic well-being of the city. The series is part of our new initiative on the innovation economy, Bostonomics. The traffic is both a blessing and a curse.
What stands out is that we are one of the most congested cities in the country.
Branner Stewart of the UMass Donahue Institute has studied the economic impact of transportation.
And people spend, as everyone knows, a disordinate amount of time sitting in traffic. But also one thing that stands out about, traffic levels is that our congestion is also a reflection of our success.
It's the yin and yang of being a hot market. Businesses and people want to move to Boston, creating traffic, which is, says Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, more than just an annoyance, especially here in the Innovation District.
I think it's difficult, and that's unsustainable as we move forward, as our population continues to grow and as companies continue to move into our city. Having the amount of cars coming into our city every day, I think it's a point of great concern.
And according to Branner Stewart, it's only going to get worse in the Seaport.
They've added about 10 million square feet of office and hotel and various building space in the past 10 or 15 years, and there's millions more square feet to go in. So I think without adding more transportation capacity, both transit and roadway, we will see a much more congested Boston in the future.
We'll go back to the Seaport District in a few minutes. But first, we're standing in another neighborhood suffering from traffic congestion, one that Boston officials hope will also become a thriving innovation hub, Dudley Square in Roxbury. Right now, we're standing in a little triangle-shaped park called the Gordon Veterans Memorial Park. That's really just a little patch of green in a sea of asphalt. 4 major streets converge here, and it's busy. So busy that Lee Matsueta of the activist group Alternatives for Community and Environment says before MBTA buses started using clean diesel fuel, residents regularly had to clean soot from windows and tables. But he says now the chief concern is simply getting to where you need to go.
Yeah, I mean, when we look at the city of Boston, we know that a third of the households do not have a car. And what that means is in neighborhoods like Roxbury, where it's, overwhelming, I believe it's at least 85% people of color and many low-income families, we have people who depend on public transportation.
Transit justice, Matsueta calls it. Making sure improving transportation in low-income neighborhoods is just as much a priority as it is in wealthier ones.
You look at a lot of people of color living in between the orange and red line, right? And if you look on that Boston map and the MBTA map, and those people actually experience some of the longest delays in getting to their appointments and getting to jobs because it's difficult for them. They have to go bus to bus or bus to subway to get access downtown or other job centers.
Job centers such as the Seaport Innovation District, where we are again. And where we meet Jim Rooney, CEO of the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce. Rooney sees the same needs here, more MBTA bus service and more capacity on the frequently packed Silver Line buses.
If we went downstairs into the Silver Line transit station, it during rush hour right now and in the morning is over capacity. People are waiting 2 and 3 vehicles to board a Silver Line vehicle. That is a problem.
Rooney argues a more efficient and less crowded T will make bus and train commuting more attractive and will take more cars off the streets. A WBUR poll this week found a majority of transit users and drivers say they think improving the MBTA will improve traffic. And more than 90% believe making MBTA service more frequent and reliable will encourage more people to use it.
I think that in the future, more and more people will commute different ways, different days.
That is State Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack, who on a recent Green Line ride also said fixing the T is just part of the solution.
I think what people want is choices and then real-time information so they can say, should I bike today? Should I take the T today? Should I drive my car today? Should I walk today? That's what people want, and our system doesn't connect well enough to give people two or three different ways to get where they're going and doesn't give people real-time information to make that choice. I think that that is a system that we can provide in the future.
So, how fed up are commuters? While the WBUR survey finds most people are satisfied with the amount of time they spend commuting, one in seven said traffic in the last few months has them thinking about leaving the Boston area. Transportation and economics researcher Branner Stewart doesn't think we're at the crisis point yet, but worries if it does come, we won't actually recognize it.
What we could see is a slow erosion. And a slow erosion is actually more insidious than possibly having an actual breaking point.
Call it a slow, quiet nibbling away of our ability to recruit.
I mean, what could happen is we could start hearing from employers that, you know what, we're not able to attract the talent that we used to be able to attract.
Standing here in the seaport, just a short walk away from where General Electric will eventually build its new world headquarters, I asked Jim Rooney of the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce if we already know whether the Boston commute is a key corporate issue. You think businesses picked Boston to move into in the last few years or are continuing to pick Boston to move into now or expand in because there's an implicit promise by the state and the city that they would solve traffic and transportation issues?
Well, what we heard out of the GE deal was an explicit commitment to solving some of the problems from government. This was clearly part of the conversation that took place as GE was making their location decisions. And it's clearly a conversation, I've been involved in them, that major employers want to have. What's the plan? What are we going to do? Our employees want to know.
In the meantime, many employees are taking the problem into their own hands, literally using their smartphones. More on that story tomorrow on Morning Edition as our series, Driving Us Crazy, continues. And next hour on Morning Edition, we'll have much more of our conversation with Jim Rooney, the CEO of the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce from here in the South Boston Innovation District. To see other stories in this series, as well as the full results of our traffic poll, go to WBUR.org.